Thank you, Mr. President. I took the floor to exercise my right of reply to the remarks by the US ambassador. Let's see who talks about the terrorism. I think some quotes by the US leaders would clarify everything. I just referring to Hillary Rodham Clinton, the former Secretary of State, said, and I'm quoting exactly her remarks. Let's remember here the people we are fighting today, we founded 20 years ago. We did it because we were locked in this struggle with the Soviet Union. And we went to work. Sounds pretty good idea. Let's deal. Let's go recruit these Mujahideen. Let's get some to come from Saudi Arabia and other places, importing their Wahhabism brand of Islam. And I also want to refer to the remarks by the President Donald Trump. On 17 July 2016, Donald Trump said, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are the founder of ISIS. Mr. President, I would like to use this opportunity and mention another point. We are living in a world where the president of a country that has the most sophisticated WMD arsenal is proudly talking about assassinating leaders of other countries and in fact has already committed such crime. On 14 September 2020, the president of the United States of America made a baseless allegation against the Islamic Republic of Iran and threatened to use force against my country. Such a provocative statement constitutes a gross violation of the very fundamental principles enshrined in the Charter of the United Nations, particularly its Article 2, Section 4, that clearly prohibits the threat or use of force. Of course, this is not the first time that the President of the United States has threatened to use force against Iran. Following the horrific assassination of the Major General Qasem Soleimani, he threatened on 5 different occasions to use force against Iran. We seriously warned about any further military adventurism against Iran by the United States, who must bear the full responsibility for all consequences. The irresponsible policy and unlawful practice of the United States pose a serious threat to international peace and security and stability. Therefore, it is incumbent upon the United Nations Security Council to demand that the United States put an end to its threats and provocative and destabilizing policies and hold the US authorities accountable for its wrongful and very dangerous acts. The Islamic Republic of Iran will not hesitate to exercise its inherent right to self-defense to protect its people, defend its sovereignty and territorial integrity, and secure its national interest against any aggression. I thank you, Mr. President.